Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are joined by Tom Rivers from Overseas, the UK elections taking place yesterday. We had a little bit of a preview, Tom, and it ends up being Boris Johnson, kind of, written off by some people, comes out on top.
Exactly. It was supposed to be a victory for the Conservatives, a smaller majority, but boy, this was a big one. About an 80-seat majority when all is said and done. You haven't had a big majority like that in the Conservative Party for many, many years. You'd have to go back to 87 with Margaret Thatcher. So, yes, a big shift. And it's not so much people were enamored with. They often see him as a bit of a clown, a buffoon, whatever. But he's got a deal, a Brexit deal. Maybe not the best Brexit deal, but it's there. And a lot of the country was not willing to go down the road of the opposition party saying, let's try to get a better deal, let's renegotiate. After 3 years under the failed leadership of Theresa May, they said, we've had enough of that. Let's just sign up to Boris. In fact, Boris said many people that voted for him were staunch Labourites, and they're saying, look, they parked their vote just to get this deal done. He says, I hope maybe in 5 years they'll like what I do in other issues, but he acknowledges the fact that, yes, people out of convenience, just to get this deal done, changed their votes, went over to his side.
All right, so it was a real mandate then for Boris Johnson, and then Brexit does move forward, right?
It moves forward. We're at the stage now where the withdrawal agreement phase is going to be nailed down at the end of January. Then we get into the very, very laborious, contentious detail work. How do you strike trade deals with the U.S. and roughly 190 other countries around the planet? Not easy. Not something you can do by snapping your fingers, but that's where the country's going to be as we enter the new year.
You know, over here in the U.S., you kind of look at some of these elections as landmark points where people can, all right, now I don't have to worry about getting the votes and can maybe flex my muscle a little bit more that I wasn't able to during a campaign season. Does it work the same way? Does it have the same feeling over in the U.K. that it does here in the U.S.?
Generally, yes, but this time around it was so, you know, I've covered these since 87 here. This one was so nasty, and, you know, we've had other, you know, incidents in the past played out on the tabloids. Well, the tabloids are kind of yesterday's news. Some pretty vicious attacks on social media, and we've not seen that before. And out-and-out blatant lies being thrown out there, too. So, yeah, it's not like, okay, now we can have a unified country. Let's all join hands and march together. There's going to be some healing that has to take place before that can even happen.
Hey, Tom, we appreciate the update this morning. Tom Rivers joining us live from London.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.